begin the current daf Masechet Tzivah, daf Nun Alef. We begin on the bottom of Nun and Beis, the last two words, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is the new perek opened up, that Rav Gamliel has a machlekes with Rabbanan regarding if yesh get achar get, or if yesh maimer achar maimer, or not. And that is if, let's say, there's one yavam. There was two brothers, one died without any children, one remaining brother, and that one who died without any children had two wives, which we call two yavamas. Now, then the question that they were debating was, if the yavam does a get to one, and then does a get to the other one, is there any halachic relevance to the second one that you gave a get to? Or if, let's say, you give a maimer to the first one, and then a maimer to the second one, is there relevance, thus necessitating, let's say, a get to that maimer, or that if you gave a get to the second one, that then you'd be usher to her relatives, just like the get of the first one, or not? So now the Gemara comes to explain, Amar Rav, we continue on top of Nun Aleph and Aleph. My time in Rav Gamliel, what's the reason of Rav Gamliel's opinion that he says, ain't get achar get, either in the case of when there's one yavam with two yavamas, where he gave one yavam and then another one, or whether it's talking about that there's, let's say, one yavam and two yavams, where each brother gave that same yavama a get, where Gamliel said that there's no get achar get, and that the second get that's being given, either to that second yavama or from that other brother to that same yavama, will not make them forbidden in their relatives, because it's not a halachically significant get regarding this yavama. What's the reason of that? So that the Gemara explains, and this is Rava's interpretation, the misafkele, because Gamliel was in doubt regarding the process of a get. What does a get do to a yavama? As we explained in the previous daf, truth is that get and maimer really doesn't have any biblical ramifications in the yavama, because the Torah only says either you do yibum, which is through bia, cohabitation, or doing chalitza, which is a process taking off the shoe, and that's how you reject her. But there's no halachic relevance of how you do it with a regular woman, which is what maimer is, which is kedushin, and which is what get is, which is for a regular wife of divorce. But however, the question Gamliel had was, he was in doubt, what is the relationship of get and maimer to a yavama? Idachi iloidachi. He wasn't sure, does it reject her or does it not reject her? Similarly, maimer, he wasn't sure, ikani iloikani, does it make an acquisition in the yavama or does it not? Meaning, in other words, the Torah doesn't say anything, but just like it works for a regular woman, maybe it works for a yavama too. As the Gemara explains, his doubt, because he had this doubt, either way you look at it, he held that you couldn't have another one after that. Get, idachi, loidachi, he wasn't sure, does it get rejected or does it not? But either way, he holds that, ikam idachi, if the first get, let's say there's one yavam and two yavamas. If the first one is rejecting, so the basu my covet, what's the second one doing? If get works on the same plane as, let's say, like chalitza does, regarding yavama, so then it already removed that zika. So what's the second one doing? And ikam loidachi, if you're saying the first one didn't do anything, because what are you doing a get to yavama? You have to do chalitza. Well, then basu nami loidachi, then either way you look at it, then the second one's also doing nothing. So hence, ain't get achar get, either way you look at it. So too, maimer, he wasn't sure, ikon iloikani. What that means is, regarding this halacha that Gamliel is saying, that ikam ukani, if the first maimer is an acquisition, it will work, just like a regular woman could get married with regular kedushin, so too a yavama could. Well, then basu my cup, and then what's the second one doing? When you give a kedushin to the second one, that doesn't have relevance anymore, because the zika that was there, which allows this unification of yavam and yavama, was already taken care of with the first one. And v'ikam aloikani, if you're saying that no, maimer doesn't work with a yavama, well then basu nami aloikani, then the second maimer also is not going to do anything. So either way you look at it, since he had a doubt, is it a total acquisition or rejection or not? So if the first one did it, so it was done, and the second one has nothing left to work with. And if it didn't do anything, well, then the second one's also not doing anything. Now, on that, Eitzvi Abaya. Abaya asked on Rava's interpretation of Rav Gamliel's opinion from the following Braisa. The Braisa, similar to the previous staff, which went through many different computations, the Braisa here brings that Umayyad Rav Gamliel, although Rav Gamliel argues regarding doing the same thing one after another, maimer after maimer, or get after get, that, he does agree, sheyesh get achar maimer, that a get does work after maimer. In other words, if let's say you give a maimer to one yavama and then a get to the other one, doing the get to the second yavama will invalidate the relationship that you were trying to build with the first one through the maimer. And moreover, you're going to become forbidden to the second yavama by giving her the get. And so he also agrees, u'maimer achar get, that a maimer could work after a get. In other words, if you give a get first to one and then a maimer to the other one, what you would need is that the second one who has the maimer, you're going to need a get to remove that maimer that was done. Also, he agrees that the get achar biu umaimer, that a get could take effect after bia and maimer was done. In other words, if you first did maimer to one of the Yavamas. And then you did Bia to the second one of the Yavamas. And then you'd give a get to the third one. The get will take effect, and you will be forbidden in the relation, the relatives of that third Yavama. And the reason for this is because that second Bia is a Bia Pesula. It's a deficient Bia, because once Maim was done with the first Yavama, that made the Yavam forbidden in the second Yavama, because you can't be Boinish Nebatim. So hence, there is room still, although generally after Bia, Einach or Bia Klum, but there is room for the get to still take effect, and therefore he agrees that even when you have a get Achar Bayu, Bia Maimer, the get will take effect. He also agrees, by Umaimer Achar Bia V'get, if let's say there was a get given to one of them, and Bia done with the second one, and Maimer done to the third one, similar to the previous case, just get and Maimer switched around, that again, the Maimer will take effect, and you're going to require a get to remove that mimer, and moreover, you're going to be forbidden in the relatives of that third person. Now, this is where the Gemara concludes the question of Abaya on Rava. Now, V'i, and if you say that the way you interpreted that misafka l'imlil, that the reason for imlil's opinion in yesh in ein ger acha ger or ein mimer acha mimer is because he's in doubt. If it does what it pretends to be, in other words, that does the get reject like chalitza does? Does the Maimer acquire like Yibum does? If that's the case, that's the understanding of his principles, well then to have him, then either way you look at it, regarding these last two cases, where the Bia comes in middle, either between Maimer and Get, or Get and Maimer, that it should be Kabia de Likatchila Vitikni. It should be like an initial Bia, and hence it should acquire that Yavama. And what the Gemara is, what Abaye is asking is that then the third Yavama, whatever you're doing with her, whether it's the Maimer, because that's the third one, the Get, that's the third one, should not work. Again, whether it's a case of Get Achar Bi or Maimer Achar Bi V'Get, and this is based on what's called Mamavshach, either way you look at it. Because when you have a Get, let's say Achar Bi or Maimer, that shouldn't work, because if, look, Ramlil is not clear what Maimer does, but either way, if Maimer, it totally acquires the Yavama, well then, nothing coming after it should work. Neither the Bia for the second one, or the Get for the third one. And if you say Maimer doesn't acquire, because that's his suffix, well what comes out is that the Bia of the second one is an initial Bia, because the first thing that you did with Maimer was nothing. Because that's the other side of the suffix, of the doubt. Hence, the Get that's done with the third one should not work either way you look at it. Because if the Maimer is doing everything, so then it's already like a Bia. If it's not doing anything, well then the Bia that comes second is doing everything, because it's not a Bia Psula, because the Maimer that came before it is nothing. So therefore, either way you look at it, that the Get that's coming third, or the Maimer that's coming third, shouldn't take effect. Because if not, as we learn in the Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us that Habi'ila, regarding Bia, as we said, all the different computations, that it, regarding when you have Bia and Maimer and Get and Chalitza, whatever it is that you did, and then you do the other ones afterwards, what the ramifications are. Mishnah said, regarding Bia, Bizman Shehi Betchila, although that there was Machlik, is regarding when it comes in the middle or at the end, but if it's the first thing to be done, everybody agrees that in Achara Klum, that nothing can take effect afterwards. And therefore, that solidifies the question that Abai is asking on Rav. According to him, how do we understand these last two cases of this Brisa that Mlil, so to speak, agrees to? But why? If Mlil holds that Maimer either does everything or nothing, all or nothing, then either way you look at it, Get should not work after Maimer and Bia. And so, as Rashi says, in the case of Maimer, Achar Bia V'Get, if Get is the first one, and he's not sure if it totally rejects, well then, if it totally rejects, for sure Bia and Maimer afterwards not going to do anything. And if Get is nothing, it doesn't reject anything, well then the Bia again that's coming second after that is a Bia Kasher, because the Get that came before didn't do anything, and it should be a total acquisition, and hence, either way you look at it, the Maimer that's going to come afterwards cannot take effect, because nothing that happens after Bia should do anything. So therefore, by us from this price, you see clearly, not like Rava, because it shouldn't be under any circumstance that you should be allowed to have a get achar biyav maimer or maimer achar biyav get. So Elam Abai, rather Abai gives a different interpretation in Rimlil's opinion. It says, lo elam shit l'imlil, it was obvious from Rimlil that beget dachi, that get does reject, somewhat. Umaimer dekani, and most definitely maimer does on some level make an acquisition. And that's why part of the question that Abai was asking on Rava from that brisa is not difficult anymore. Because most definitely the second Bia is not a Bia Tchila. It's not the initial thing that's being done. Hence, it's a bia psula. And because it's a bia psula, that what comes after that can still take effect because bia doesn't totally finish the whole story. But miu, however, the question is that why is it that he says that you could have a mimer after get, and you could have a get after mimer, but he says you can't have a mimer after mimer or get after get. The question in that would be, why? What's the difference? If they're only partial acquisitions, which is how we had explained in Rava's, according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, where they say that since it's only partial, so then yes, mimer can take effect on the previous mimer. Just like it seems to be the way Abai is interpreting in Yom Lil himself, that a getach or mimer or mimach a get can still take effect because the first thing that's being done is only partial. However, there's a difference. Because Rabbanon, the Rabbanon said, Ha Yevamom, this Yevamom, b'chad tzad mahani b'get. On some level, as we said before, a get will help to reject half of the Yevamom. U'b'chad tzad mahani b'maimer. And on the other hand, there's still some zika left over because get doesn't totally reject. There's still some zika left. That maimer that comes afterwards can still take effect and acquire the other part. However, get acher get loy dachi. But a get to one and then to do a get to another one, that will not reject. And the reason is, and this is Abaye's interpretation of Gamliel, is because dochale kamo, the first get that was done, already used up all, there was a certain zika. There's a bond from the yavam to the yavam or the yavamois. Now, whatever the strength of what get has here in the zika, it was already maximized, it was already used up by the first get that was done. Hence, when you do a get in the second one, there's no more capabilities in the function of a get, and therefore the second get was nothing, and therefore you permit it in our relatives. So too, umaymacha maymah loikani. If you do a maymer with one and then you maymer with the other one, or let's say that there's two yavams and one yavama, where one does a maymer and then the second one does a maymer too. Tahakani leikama, the first maymer already used up all the capability that maymer has. Whereas get achar maymer, but let's say where you do a maymer first and then the get afterwards. Now, as we said, a mimer doesn't use up all the zika. Whatever mimer was able to do, it did. And hence, you can't have another mimer afterwards. But it leaves over some of that. That is where the get comes after that and rejects that remaining zika. So too is like when you have two yavams, whatever the mimer of the first one left over, so the get of the second one can still go ahead and reject that remaining zika. And the same thing is, u mimer achar get. Same thing is if, let's say, the get went first, and then you did to the other one, mimer, whatever the get rejected, but there's something that of the zika that is remaining that it didn't reject, on that the second mimer could take effect. And the reason is because there's only so much that a get could reject, only so much a mimer could acquire. And therefore, since there's still something left after that rejection or that acquisition, the other one could still take effect. But to do a mimer acha mimer, you can't because you used a tool that used up all its batteries already. It's only that much that it could acquire, but whatever mimer could do, it did. And hence, the other mimer could not take effect, but a get or a mimer achar get, meaning mimer achar get or get achar mimer could still take effect because they're doing different functions where, yes, you used up this tool, but you can still use that tool. Now, that's the understanding of Gamliel according to Abaye. But Rabbanon that they argue, Gamliel, and they say that yesh get achar get, they would tell you that no, there's still a finer point to this understanding. You're right. If you use up a mimer, so the mimer gets as far as it can go, and then you used it up. But why do we say that you could still do another one to the other yavama, or the other brother could do to that same yavama? Because kol chad v'chad, every one of the yavaman, tekinu le'rabbanan get u'mimer b'yavama. The rabbanan gave that tool to each one of the yavams, to each one of the yavamas, to use that tool of either get and mimer. And therefore, you can't say that the first one already used up all what get has to offer, because the first one used up his battery, his opportunity of get, which he has in that yavama, that he rejected. But the koyach of the get of his brother in that yavama, or the koyach of his get in the tsara, that he didn't use up. And the same thing applies to mimer. And therefore, they hold that yesh get achar get, because you're right, you used it up, but that was only in this yavama. You still have a mimer you could do in that one. Or the brother has in that same yavama also. Now, however, Abaye goes on to explain, which was the case that he had used to ask on from that Braisa on Rava's interpretation. On that, he comes to say that Rav Gamliel said that there is a get, is yesh get, after bia that comes after mimer. And he also said that you could have a mimer after Bia and Get. Now, the difficulty with that is, what Abaye is coming to address, is that it's essentially a Bia Pesula, a deficient Bia, meaning which comes after a Maimor or comes after a Get, which you really can't really build with this Bia anyway, essentially is the same as a Maimor, which doesn't fully acquire her to then be able to divorce her, let's say, just with Chalitza. So the question is, so then how does Rav Gamliel allow having something after that, meaning having a Maimor after that Bia, if the question is that that would be like a Maimor HaMaimor, which he doesn't allow. Now, the answer for that is because that middle Bia, the high Bia Pesula, that deficient Bia, is actually something interesting. It's a Difami Maimor, Vigriami Maimor. On the one hand, it's better than Maimor. On the other hand, it's worse than Maimor. And that's how he can have those last two cases the way they are. As follows. On the one hand, a Difami Maimor. The deficient Bia is better than Maimor. Whereas the Ilu Maimor, Acha Maimor, Le Mahani, although, as Rav Gamliel's opinion is, that once you use a Maimor, you can't have another Maimor after that. But Vi'ilu Bia, Acha Maimor, Mahani. However, a Bia, even a deficient Bia, will work after Maimor, because as we learned there in that Brisa, Rav Gamliel says that you could have a Get, Achar Bia U'Maimor. Obviously, although the idea of that was to also illustrate that you could have a Get after that, but it was also, you see that you could have the Bia, although it's the deficient Bia, after the Maimor. So on the one hand, it's better than Maimor. And the reason for that is because although Maimor, Achar Maimor can't be kind of, but truthfully, the Halacha of Bia is a biblical Halacha. But on the other hand, the Grimi Maimor, it's still, in a sense, worse than Maimor. That is, the ilo maimer achar get kani lekula shiur de get. Whereas, as we said, that when you have a get, so therefore get leaves over something. Now, because it doesn't reject all of the zika. Now, whatever get leaves over, maimer goes ahead and takes all that remaining zika. And what that means is that if, let's say, one would try to do another maimer after that maimer, it wouldn't work at all. If, let's say, he tried doing maimer to a third yevama. As Rav Gamliel says, ein maimer acha maimer. And it doesn't make a difference if maimer was the first thing after get or not. You can't have a second maimer. And because Rav Gamliel doesn't differentiate whether if maimer was first or if it came after a get, from the fact that Rav Gamliel doesn't say, oh, that it says in the Braisa, oh, and Rav Gamliel is moida also, that maimer acha maimer beget. It doesn't say that in all circumstances, when you have a maimer, you can't have another maimer afterwards, even though it's coming after a get. V'ilu bia achar get, but whereas if you had get first and then the bia after that, l'kan yalei l'kuli sh'ir de get, bia, which is a bia b'sula, doesn't totally suck up all that remaining zika that was not rejected by the get, because we see that he says that there is maimer achar bia v'get, and that is, although generally you can't have a maimer achar maya after maimer v'get, but you could have a maimer achar bia v'get. As it was taught that in the Mishnah, that Bia, when it's the first thing, then Acharei Klum. But if it's in the middle, then there is Acharei Klum. And the reason is, as we explain, although it wouldn't seem to be understandable like this, how could that be that Bia Besula, which is a biblical halacha, so yes, it's deficient, but and therefore you still, let's say, need to remove it with Chalitza, but how could it be any worse than Maimer? That's actually based on the rabbinic concern that we mentioned in the previous daf. The Rabbanan said that why is it that Bia Basula Yesh Achar Aklum? What do you mean? If you had a Maimer first or Get first and then Bia afterwards, why should there anything be able to be acquired after that if Bia should end everything? It's a biblical halacha. And that the Gemara says because we're concerned if we allow, let's say, that Bia to just be removed with Get, even if it's Basula, meaning that it came after a Maimer or after a Get, you might come to do it after Chalitza, which would be a problem if you're doing Bia Acha Chalitza, because people are going to confuse Get with Chalitza, say, oh, they're both to remove, and yet still you see the second Bia worked, because all you need to have is a Get, so they might come to do it after Chalitza, which would be a problem. So that's why we said that Bia Basul Yesh Acharei Klum. However, that rabbinic concern does not apply to Maimer, because there's no problem of having Maimer Achar after Chalitza or after Bia. Because what are you doing in Maimer? You're not consummating relationship. You're not having a Bia, a Maisa Bia with an Erva. And because of that, actually comes out interestingly, that Bia Basula is on the sense worse than Maimer, whereas that Maimer Acha Get will not work. Maimer Acha Bia Basula Acha Get will work. However, that's Abai's interpretation of Rav Gamliel, not like Rava, that of course Maimer and Get works on some level. However, Rav Gamliel holds that whatever you used it up already. Whereas Rabban holds that no, you used it up in this Yavama, but not in that Yavama. Or you used it up, but your brother didn't use it up in this Yavama too. Now the Gemara elaborates in this machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan in the following brisa. Tamar l'nida brisa. Case that Rabbi Gamliel enged achar get. What was the case conceptualization of Rabbi Gamliel when he said this idea, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, that there's no get after get? So the brisa elaborates. Shtei yevamis shenafel lifnei yav mechad. If you have two women that were wives that were widowed now by their husband to die around their children, and there's only one remaining brother, v'nasin get lezu v'get lezu. And the yavam gives a get to her, and the gives a get to the other one. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer says, Chalitz l'rishayna. All you have to do is chalitza to the first one. Now, as Rashi explains most definitely, if he would do chalitza to the second one, for sure that would be a good chalitza to exempt the first one, because the get of the second one wasn't even halacha get, hence actually the second one zika is a stronger zika to definitely make it a better chalitza. Rather, what Gamliel is saying is a good idea that you shouldn't make the second one's relatives forbidden on you. Because if you do chalitza to the second one, you're going to be forbidden to both their relatives, because the first one you did a get, so therefore she's like a grusha, and therefore her relatives are forbidden. And if you're going to do chalitza to the second one, then also her relatives are going to be forbidden on you. So Gamliel says, look, all you have to do is chalitza to Rishayna. You do chalitza to the first one that there you gave a get already to her, so you finish it off by giving chalitza. And va'asa b'krevishneh, you'll be forbidden in her relatives, but amuta b'krevishneh, you'll still be permitted in the relatives of the second one, because the get that you gave was insignificant, it wasn't even considered a get, because in get achar get, hence you're permitted in her relatives. Whereas v'chachama aimrim, they said, nasin get lezu, v'get lezu, if you gave a get to both of them, then asa b'krevishneh, you are forbidden in both their relatives, and v'chalitza l'achman, and then you still have to follow it up, with, because to remove a zika is not enough for the get, and you have to do chalitza to one of them, again, because they hold yesh get achar get. Now, the same thing is, you say, the same idea would be if, let's say, there's two Yavams and one Yavama, where if, let's say, one brother gives a get to that Yavama, and then the other brother gives a get to that Yavama, well, Rabbi Gamliel will say that the first one who gave the get, the first one of the brothers, will finish off with Chalitza, and actually the second brother will be permitted in her relatives. Whereas, according to the Chamim, both brothers will be forbidden in her relatives because they hold Yesh Get Ach Get. Now, the Brisa moves on to the other case. What was the case of the conceptualization that Rabbi Gamliel said that there's no maimer acha maimer? So again, he says, shtei yavamis shenafel lifnei yav mechad. If there's two yavamis, they fall in front of one yavam. Vasa maimer bezu or maimer bezu. So Rabbi Gamliel says, noisin get l'rishayin v'chalitzla. So the first one that you did a maimer, so you have to go ahead and undo that maimer by giving her a get. And then you do chalitzita. And vasa b'kavisah, obviously you'll be forbidden the relatives of the chalitza. But a mutter b'krevishneh, you'll be permitted in the relatives of the second one, which actually the Gemara later on will ask, wait a second, if you say ein maimer acha maimer, which makes that the second one's maimer as if nothing was done, so then actually you should still be permitted to actually do yim to the first one, because she didn't become forbidden, because all we see halachically is the first one's maimer. So of course, maimer can then finish up with yibim. Why does it say over here that you have to give a get and then no chalitza when you should be able to do yibim too? But chacham maim l'cham say, no, you have to give a get to both of them because both of them, yesh maimer, acha maimer, took effect. And v'asa b'krevishtein, you become forbidden in both their relatives. And v'chalitza l'achsman, then after that you remove their maimers, you have to do chalitza to remove the zika. And v'chena to'im, again here also, you say the same halacha applies b'shnei yavamim v'yavama achas, by two yavams with one yavama, two males and one female, where there again the same idea that if the second one, his maimer took effect or not, is depending on this machlokes Gamliel and Rabban. Now the Gemara elaborates and elucidates this brisa. Amar, the time of the brisa said, "Noisin get lezu beget lezu." If it's talking about a case of one yavam and two yavamas, and they give a get to one and then to the other one, so Gamliel Aimer, he says, "Chalitz l'rishayna va'asa b'krevishneh." You do chalitza to the first one, you become forbidden our relatives. U'mot b'krevishneh, you permitted in the relatives of the second one. Now that the Gemara asks, "Le'metavet yuv t'dishmul." Let's say this brisa should be refutation of Shmuel's opinion. Because the Amr Shmuel is on record on as saying that if let's say two Yavamas fall in front of a Yavam, so Chalitz Labailas I get, he says that if let's say you gave a get to one of them, and then you gave a Chalitza to that one, meaning Labailas I get, the one of these two Yavamas that you had given a get to, then you give her Chalitza, he says, Loi Niftarit Sara, that does not exempt the Zika of the co-wife. And you're still going to have to do a chalitza to the co-wife. And the reason is, as explained over there, because the zika of the balas haget is a weaker zika. Hence, it's not strong enough to be a chalitza to remove a very strong zika of the co-wife. Now, the reason why it's deficient is because once you give a get, then you can't go ahead and marry her and do Yibum because you already started not building. So that makes the chalitza that's done as a deficient chalitza because it's only kosher oyle Yibum, oyle chalitza. Now, whereas the second one, which you didn't give a get to, is a strong zika, and therefore you shouldn't be able to do the chalitza by the get to exempt the other one. That's what Shmuel says. But the difficulty is over here because here Gamliel says, ain't get acher get. What comes out is that the zika only of the second one is a complete zika because the get you did to her was halachically insignificant. And yet still Rabbi Gamliel says you do chalitza to the first one and exempt the second one. But how could that be if the first one halachically is like only the only one they got to get and therefore it's a chalitza psula and yet we see it's exempting the zika of the second one which has a zika ma'alya. Now Rashi explains that the difficulty to Shmuel is only from Rabbi Gamliel. Whereas from the Rabban, we could not have asked on to Shmuel because although the Rabban say that also chalitza la'achas man, and therefore we see that chalitza tebalas haget will exempt the co-wife, that's not difficult according to Shmuel because actually the opinion of the Rabbanan is that they would both be a deficient zika. Because Rabban hold yesh get achaget, so both the gets are valid. So they're both a weaker zika, so therefore a chalitza psula will help for both because they're both deficient, so a deficient chalitza will work. But on Rabbi Gamliel's opinion, it is difficult to Shmuel because there you see a deficient chalitza, which is coming after a get of the first one, will help to exempt even the zika of the second one, which get did not work, which is the zika ma'alya. So that Amalach Shmuel would answer to you, Ki Amri Ano, when did I say my halacha, that yes, the deficient chalitza of the balas aget will not work for the yitzara? That's a libid mando ama yesh zika. That's only going according to the opinion that holds that there is something strong over here in the bond between the Yavam and the Yavama, which is called Zika. And that the term Yesh Zika always connotes a strength in as if there's a bond already here on the strong level. There's where we say that the Zika is a strong thing. And therefore, as Shmuel had said, that a strong Zika, a complete Zika, will not be able to be exempted with a deficient Chalitza, only with a strong Chalitza. However, Rabbi Gamliel Sava Ein Zika, Rabbi Gamliel is on record, already on Perek Beishami later on, Daf Kof Tes Amud Aleph, that he obviously holds that there's no Zika, in other words, that there's no strength in this bond, as is quoted over there regarding a case where, if let's say one of them was married to a minor, there he argues with the other opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, and he says that if she does Miyun to allow the Zika of the adult sister, which is really the biblical connection, which he doesn't have a biblically to his wife, who is just a minor, he says, fine, but the Rabbi Gamliel's quoted there saying that you don't have to do Miyun, and that would ultimately remove the Zika of the older sister, who is a biblical connection, and then his marriage was not. Obviously, you see from there that it doesn't hold that Zika is such a strong thing. That's why Gamliel holds that even a not such a great chalitza could remove it because zika is not such a strong bond. So even a deficient chalitza could remove it. But don't ask on me because I'm going like the pin to hold yes zikas, which is a strong thing. So then you need to have a strong chalitza to remove it. And therefore, when you do chalitza to the baal saked, will not remove it to har tzara. But Gamliel, it's not a difficulty because he holds ain zika. Now, the Gemara asks, based on their assumption, so if you're explaining Shmuel that Rimlil, as he is on record as saying, that Ein Zika, so we continue in Talmud Beis, so then Rabbana Sabi Yesh Zika. So then, as Rashi explains, so the Gemara is coming to ask a question. The Gemara is assuming that just like Rabbana argue Rimlil regarding what they do argue regarding Get Achar Get, so too they argue regarding the principles of Zika, if Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Now, although it's not clearly that this is something that they would argue about, but that's what the Gemara's assumption is. So obviously you would say the Rabban hold that they argue Mul and they hold that yes Zika. But Uktani Sefer, we learned in the Sefer this Brisa that says V'chein ato Omer, b'shnei Yavam and v'yavam achas, the same halacha we would say when there's one Yavam and two Yavamas, you would say when there's two Yavams, two males, and one female, one Yavama. What that means is that if, let's say, both of them give a get, that you could it's enough to give chalitza to one of them, as the Brisa seems to be saying that that's according to everybody, even according to Rabbanu, who hold Yesh Zika. It's enough with this deficient chalitza of one of them. And the reason why it's obviously a chalitza psula is because once you give a get, you can't do bia to do yibm anymore because you already started not building. So although you obviously could finish it with a chalitza, but it would be chalitza psula. And if that's the case, that you see one of the chalitza psulas will work for both of the brothers, that only one brother has to give the chalitza, he says chalitza psula, when there's a deficient chalitza, and then all the brothers have to do a chalitza. Although generally only one brother has to do it, and he's the shliach, and he's the one person that does the chalitza. But when it's a chalitza psula, it's not able to remove the zika all the way because it's a deficient chalitza. Then all the brothers have to do it. Now the problem is, this case of the b'risa is also a chalitza psula, as we said, because it's coming after a get, and yet still the b'risa says that you don't have to go al kol ha'achin, that only one of them has to do chalitza. So that seems to refute Rav's opinion. And I think Rav says, no, Amalcha Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Avun would tell you that no, the assumption we had in the question is not true. Bein Rav Gamliel, Bein Rabban, and Savri, they both hold ein zika. V'hacha, and here the only machlekes is beget achar get, or mayim achar mayim or kamei afugi. The only thing they're arguing is regarding, as we had assumed, is if you have mayim achar mayim or bia achar bia. But I go like the opinion, as Shmuel had answered, that holds yesh zika. And because I hold yesh zika, so you need to have a chalitza ma'alya, a good chalitza, to remove the zika. And a chalitza psula will not work, so each brother has to do it. But here we see, although it's a chalitza psula, and the Rabban hold that all you need is one brother to do it, is because they both hold, just like Gamliel, they ain't zika, so therefore it's not such a strong thing. So even the chalitza psula could remove it. But again, I hold yesh zika, and therefore all the brothers would have to do it. Now additionally, we had in the Braisa Amamar, said, Asa Maimer Bezu or Maimer Bezu. If let's say that he did Maimer in that one and Maimer in that one. So Mlil Aimer, Mlil said, Naisin get l'rishayna v'chaylitzla. You give a get to the first one and you do chalitztar. V'asa b'krevisseu muta b'krevishnia. And you're forbidden in her relatives, but you're permitted in the relatives of the second one. Now, the Gemara asks, as we had alluded to this question, Amar Aleph, Mechti, let's see. He holds the second Maimer halachically is insignificant. So Rishayna namitis yabim. What do you mean? Then the first one should actually even be able to do yibim. Why do you say that? Okay, so don't make the second one's relatives forbidden because the Maimer you did to her was not significant. So just finish up by removing that Maimer by get and doing chalitza to her. What do you mean? You should actually be able to even do yibim because all we see is the first one's Maimer. So I think Mar says, you're right, but it's a gzeri, it's a decree. Dilma asi li yibum ilishnia. If we allowed when two brothers or two yavamis that you're doing maimer acha maimer, and we still allow yibum, people might come to get confused and think, okay, it's not a problem that we did maimer, you could still go ahead and do yibum, and they might do it to the second one. If you do it to the second one, that obviously is going to be a problem because the second one is not considered the one that you're bound to. The first one's maimer is bound, and you're actually going to be buying the shnei batim then, because you did a maimer to the first one already, which is significant. And if you do yibim to the second one, you're going to be violating buying the shnei batim, and therefore we said even the first one, you can't do yibim to. Now, related to this topic that we were defining in this machleik, Rav Gamliel and Rabbanan, the Gemara makes the following statement. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Rav Gamliel, Ubi Shammai, Rav Shimon, Ubi Nazai, Rav Nechemya, all five of them, Kulu Svirulu, they all hold on some level that maimer koine kinyan gamer. That Mimer is a complete acquisition. And as Rashi says, not totally, but it's a significant acquisition, and hence there are certain ramifications based on their opinions of what that means. But they all hold on some level it's a significant acquisition. Rav Gamliel is Hadamar. He's the one that we quoted in our Mishnah and in this Braisa that said, Ein Mimer Acher Mimer. Obviously he holds that the first one is significant, and whatever Mimer could accomplish, it already accomplished. Hence, you can't have another Maimer after that. Again, in contrast to the Rabban, who hold that Yesh Maimachar Maimer, who obviously hold Maimer is not such a Chashav Kinyan. Beishamai did not. Beishamai is, as we learned in the Mishnah of Chavtes and Al, that they, in their argument with Beis Hill, they say, regarding a case of Shleish HaAchin, if there are three brothers, Shnai Mehem Nisun L'Shtei Achoyis, two of the brothers are married to two sisters, Ve'echad Mufna, one of them is single. Now, the case was, Meis Echad Mi Bale Achoyis, if one of the brothers who is married to one of the sisters dies, and he died without any children, and the single brother did a maimer in that yevama. And then the second brother, who was married to the other sister, he dies without any children. And that Bishami say that the woman that he did maimer to, even though now this other sister fell, which would, as Beis Hill holds, would create a problem that now there's two achay zekukais, and hence should be usher in both of them. Bishami holds that no. The woman that he did a maimer with is considered his wife. Hence, the other one is considered achis isha. And therefore, the new one that's falling, she's rejected because she's considered achis ishtoi. And the one that he has is not forbidden because of achis sekuka. As he says, his wife gets to stay with him. V'halazu, and the second one that's falling, she's teisei, she's actually removed even from chalitza, mishum achayis isha, because she's the sister of his wife, meaning maimer is such a strong acquisition, according to Beis Shammai, that it's as if a full-fledged kinyan, and she's already his wife. So the second one, the falling, doesn't make his wife forbidden because of chayis akuka. Actually, she's not even zakuk to him, not even for chalitza, because she's not even falling, because she's a chayis ishta of his wife. So you see that, according to Beis Shammai, unlike Beis Hillel, maimer is a strong kinyan. Reb Shimon de Tanya. Reb Shimon is like we learned in the Braisa, which is later on in Perek Isha Rabbah, which talks about a case of where there's a 9-year-old boy and one day who has bia with his Yavama. Then his twin brother, who's also 9 years old and one day, goes ahead, or it doesn't have to be twin brother, but it's from the same father with that's halachas of Yibum, and also 9 years old and one day, goes and also has bia with that Yavama. So that second brother invalidates the first one's relationship with the Yavama because of his bia. And the reason is because we consider the cohabitation of a 9-year-old who's already fit for bia when he reaches 9, but he's still not an adult. We consider it somewhere in the middle because his bia is a bia, but he's not old enough to consummate the relationship. So it's like a maimer that Rabbanu consider it. So hence, essentially, it's like a case of maimer acha maimer when you have this bia of the 9-year-old after the bia of the 9-year-old. And therefore, Reb Shimon holds that she's also mukadeshes to the second one, and therefore that invalidates it on the first one. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama over there in that Braisa, which is that holds that like Rabbanan that yesh maimer acha maimer. Whereas Reb Shimon over there is on record that by saying that actually the second one's bia does not invalidate the first one's bia. And moreover, Amal Reb Shimon Chamim, Reb Shimon said to the Chamim the following logic why it is that the second one's bia will not make a problem for the first one's bia with his relationship with the Yavama. Because in bia's Rishon bia, if the first one's bia is a full-fledged kinyan of bia, well then bia shniya in the bia. Then obviously the second one's bia is not a bia. Because as we said in the previous Mishnah, when bia is the first thing being done, in acharei klum, there's nothing else that could take effect. Hence, she's not mukadeshet to the second one and will not make it a problem to make the first one puzzle on her. And if you say, in bias rishon ain't a bia, if the first one's bia is not significant, well then bia shnei not ain't a bia, then the second one's bia is also not a bia. Now, that the Gemara concludes and proves, now, v'ha bias ben tesha, and the bia, the cohabitation of a 9-year-old, as we explained before, the kamaimer shavi rabbanon, Rabban equated his bia as maimer is by an adult. As the Gemara teaches over there in Perek Isha, that they made the bia of a 9-year-old like a maimer by an adult. And yet, v'kam Reb Shimon, still Reb Shimon is saying that the bia of the second one is ain't a bia, is not considered bia. Obviously, the first one's maimer, which is what the bia of a 9-year-old is considered significant to totally acquire all the kayach of what a maimer could acquire, exactly like a mulil, just transition into a different case of bia of a 9-year-old, which is essentially the same as a maimer. And we see he says the same idea that ein maimach maimer is the same thing as saying an ein bia of a 9-year-old acher bia of a ben tesha. And Benazai, the fourth one, is Benazai, the Tanakh Luna Braisa. Benazai, he says, yesh maimach maimer, you're right, there is maimach maimer, but that's only bishnei yavam and v'yavama achas. When you have two yavams in one yavama where he holds that each yavam, the Rabbanan gave him a tool of mimer. So although you use up your mimer, I can still do mimer after you in that same Yavama. However, he does agree, ve'ein mimer acha mimer, but there is not mimer acha mimer, b'shtei yavamis ve'yavam echad, when there's one yavam with two yavamis, where the Chachamim only gave each yavam one tool of mimer. Once you used it up with the first one, you can't do anything with the second yavam. Again, you see that he considers the mimer a significant thing, that you can't have another one after that, at least, in regards to the case of one yavam and two yavamas. And finally, the fifth one, Reb Nechemya, is the Tanakh, we learn in our Mishnah. Reb Nechemya Omer, he says, achas be'ilah v'achas chalitza, whether we're talking about bia, or whether we're talking about chalitza, be'mitchila be'emtza be'misaf, whether the bia or the chalitza was the first thing to be done, or whether it was the middle, meaning that you had first done a get or a mimer, or whether it's even at the end, that you had done a get to one, a mimer to another one, and bia after that, either way, in achar eklum, there's nothing that could be done after that. Now, v'habia b'sula, but that when you're doing bia b'emtza or b'saif, it's a deficient bia, because once you did, let's say, get to the first one, or maim to the first one, you can't really consummate the relation with the second one through bia. So it's a deficient bia. Where the k'maimer shavi rabbanan, where the rabbanan created a bia b'sula as maimer, what that means is, just like maimer, you can't remove that, you can't go ahead and divorce that one that you did maimer to with just chalitza. You would have to do a get also. Same thing is also over here, where when the bia is done, you can't go ahead and just remove him with move her with a get. You also require a chalitza too. Just like a maimer, that is not enough just to divorce with a get, you would also have to do chalitza because it didn't totally finish up the zika, where we said by bi basula has that same halacha as we said in the previous daf for rabbinic reason. But either way, that's how we equated it. And bekatoni enach reklam, and still Rabbi Nachemi says nothing could come after that bi basula. So we see that although it's like a maimer, you still can't have a maimer or bi basula after that bi basula. Because he holds on some level, like Gamliel, that in Maimer, Acha Maimer, because that first Maimer, or in this case, this Bia Besula, where even though it's not the first thing being done, but this first Bia cannot have another one afterwards because it's considered a Kinyan Chashav. And whatever it acquired in its completion, again, not like the Chacham who argued in the Chemi. So from these five Tanayim, where although there are those who argue on them, we see from their opinions that they hold that Maimer is a Kinya Chashev, like Ramliel's opinion in our Mishnah, where that he holds that it's a Kinya Chashev, and therefore a Maimer, Acha Maimer.